People who feel powerless perceive the world of weight very differently. That's according to a new study out this week in the Journal of Psychology. Eunhee Lee is a researcher at Cambridge University. She's the lead author. Welcome to the programme. So you've found that people who feel powerless actually find things that are a demand on them physically more challenging.
Yes, so I did work on social power and how that influences our perception of physical properties, like weight perception, how they feel the weight of objects. And actually, I asked people to lift those boxes, as you can see.
Yep. So I've got a nice big box here. So, just a cardboard box.
Yeah, just cardboard boxes. And all of them looking exactly the same, but I would load them with different number of books to have different weights. And I asked them to lift all these boxes.
Yep.
And sometimes for some of the studies, I actually manipulate people's sense of power. So there'll be two groups where powerful and powerless group, and they lift boxes and I compare the weight estimates that people give. Or I just look at like personal sense of power, which is more like a trait power, and I try to see the relationship with that, with the weight estimates that people give again.
So we can look at how you manipulated people's sense of empowerment in just a second. So the initial finding is that people who feel they're less powerful would judge a box, which is a standard weight, to be heavier than someone who is pretty pumped up and feels that they are already pretty much in control and in pole position socially.
Yes. So about the manipulation method that we've used.
Right? How did you do that? So you take someone and you make them feel powerless. It doesn't seem straightforward.
All powerful, so both. So we use two different procedures. So it's been kind of established in the literature of psychology and especially in social power. So first one we've used was this manipulation called posture manipulation. So we either tell them to sit in a way that's quite expansive, so like they take bigger space on this like an ergonomic office chair. So I ask them to put their arms on the armrest and on the desk next to them, and like ask them to like cross their legs. So for them, then that's for them to feel powerful. Whereas in the powerless condition, I would ask them to sit in a more constricted posture. So I ask them to put their hands under their thighs and put their legs together. And yeah, that's how I did it for the posture manipulation.
And did you explore with them when they were adopting those positions whether they genuinely did feel more powerful or not?
We don't do that because it usually happens, what we think is happens like unconsciously. So they are not actually aware that their sense of power changes. And also they are not aware that this whole sense of power and this whole weight box lifting is anything to do with. So we are trying to see this unconscious influence on their weight estimates that they give.
And people who feel more socially empowered or less do judge the mass of the box to be different.
Yes, different. So we found like statistically different weight estimate that they give in these two groups and also three groups as well. We had like neutral control condition.
How do you account for the findings?
In terms of mechanism, really, we think this is like an adaptive mechanism that's evolved in us. So, for example, we know powerless people live in this uncertainty and scarcity of resources. So maybe this whole exaggerated perception by powerless people might prevent them from just taking further actions, exhausting all their limited resources. So in a way, this will be adaptive.
And how might I apply this in my own life then? I mean, if I go around taking up lots of desk space, does this make me feel better?
I think it does, definitely. And one thing I think everyone should know from this research is that this relationship happens all like kind of automatically. They're not aware of this happening. So sometimes just because you feel quite low in sense of power, you might be kind of prevented from putting 100% effort into something that they're doing. This would be kind of disadvantageous in some situations. So I think if you're aware of this link, at least we are not going to let that happen.
And if you feel stronger physically, does that then rub off on you socially? Do you also have a sense of social empowerment anyway because you feel stronger physically?
Well, I've never thought about that. So that's the other way around. But one thing I know is if you think about the whole relationship between posture and their sense of power, how posture actually manipulated their sense of power like socially. So maybe like in that way, you feeling like physically powerful could maybe lead you to feel quite powerful in like a social sense in that case.
Eunhee Lee from Cambridge University, who's taking up plenty of room in the seat. Thank you very much for joining us. You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Ginny Smith and with me, Chris Smith. And we are later on in the programme going to be talking about the whole world of food and your food footprint. How green is your dinner plate? would like you to tell us actually what you're thinking of cooking today, because we have a studio full of experts who can look at the environmental footprint of what you're choosing to eat, and they can tell us how sustainable or not it is. You can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can also tweet @nakedscientists. Mark has told us he's dishing up a breast of lamb and a selection of vegetables while we're on air. Very nice too. I hope you'll send us in some. Slightly more boringly, Andrew Keynes has tweeted @nakedscientist and said, toast. Gosh, so I'm at least going to add a bit of bacon to mine.